Hi, this is Beth Jones Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday morning to hear a word in the Lord and to encourage each other in prayer. Well, our new verse for this new year of 2024 comes from 1 Corinthians 15:58, which says, "Therefore, my friends, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." You know, this verse, as I mentioned, is our verse of 2024, and so we're going to commit this to heart throughout the year so that it can guide and encourage us this year. And so as we seek to apply this verse to our lives and businesses, we will be studying the lives of those who were themselves steadfast and immovable in their faith and always abounding in the work of the Lord. And our first stop on this journey is with Joshua. Now, Joshua is a wonderful example of a steadfast leader, one who was always abounding in the work of the Lord. You'll remember that Joshua was Moses' right-hand man when God called Moses to lead God's people out of Egypt to a land that he had promised them. Joshua proved himself steadfast and faithful to Moses during those years of wandering in the wilderness. And you'll remember that Joshua was one of only two men out of 12 who were sent to spy out the promised land to come back with a positive report. You'll remember Joshua and his friend Caleb were the only two men out of the 12 who saw the challenges in the promised land but said, "Yes, we can conquer the land," when the other 10 men said, "No, we can't. It's too hard." And because the people believed the 10 negative Neds, well, God had them wander in the wilderness for 40 years until they had an attitude adjustment. And during those 40 years, Joshua stayed faithful to God's promise and steadfast in his support of Moses. God's plan was to take his people into a land he promised them. And Joshua held on to that promise because he knew God always keeps his promises. Joshua had seen firsthand the results of God's promises by how God had set his people free from slavery in Egypt through the 10 plagues. And to survive each of those plagues, God required his people to take action that he instructed them to take. Most notably, when God instructed his people to put lamb's blood on their doorposts so the death angel would pass over their homes. Well, through this, Joshua had come to learn that God's promises aren't always tied up in pretty bows. Often they require something from us. Well, as the author Erwin Lutzer writes, quote, "Joshua teaches what it takes from us to see the promises of God fulfilled," end quote. So as we study the life lessons from Joshua, we'll discover that the promised land that Joshua would ultimately lead God's people into after Moses' death was a land of conflict and challenges. Joshua's entire leadership was spent going from one challenge to the next, one conflict to the next, sometimes having monumental success, sometimes having epic failure. I wonder, does that sound familiar to times that you faced in the past, or maybe times you're facing now? I think we can all relate. Joshua faced setbacks and disappointments and mistakes and rebellion and discouragement, and yet Joshua never gave up. It is said that Joshua did, quote, "whatever it took," end quote, to claim the promise God had for his people. You know, Joshua was 40 years old when he joined Moses to lead the people across the desert. And Joshua was 80 years old when Moses died after 40 years in the wilderness. And Joshua then led the people into the promised land. But it took the better part of the next 20 years of facing challenges and conflicts for Joshua to finally claim God's promise. And through it all, Joshua remained steadfast, always focused on God's promise and not giving in to the fear of failure. So through this study of Joshua and Erwin Lutzer's book, Conquering the Fear of Failure, Lessons from the Life of Joshua, we'll learn how to lead our families, our businesses, ourselves, through challenges and conflict, mistakes and failures, disappointment and discouragement, by believing in and applying God's promises. We'll learn how to stay steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. So, if you are ready for this journey, I encourage you to order your copy of Erwin Lutzer's book, Conquering the Fear of Failure, Lessons from the Life of Joshua. I have this information and a link on our First Things First Facebook group page to make it easy for you. Now, the book is not required. You can pop in any Monday and join us. The book's not required. I'll be sharing some scripture passages that you can be reading during the week in preparation for each week's calls, especially if you do not have the book. And so this week, I'd like for you to be reading Numbers 13, 25 to 33. Again, Numbers 13, 25 to 33. I'll put that reminder on our First Things First page as well. And to help us engage during this study, I'm going to post some questions on our First Things First page, and I'd love to have you engage in your sharing your thoughts on some of those questions that I'll post each week. What an encouragement you'll be to others in this way. You know, I'm confident that these lessons from Joshua will become part of your success strategies this season. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a word from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you would like to participate in our ongoing weekly live First Things First Bible study time, just email me, Beth at spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.